Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Okay, Jamie, is it Friday yet? Is it
today? It's Friday, finally.
Okay, well then I'm Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida, and it's Freestyle Friday!
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for June 14th, 2012, episode 425, and today's episode is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, horse people.
I can't take it anymore!
Thank God it's Friday.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
We worked all week so that we can eat and own a little piece of God's ground. Pushing papers and pens, red tape never ends. The stress can turn a smile into a frown.
Thank you for listening to Horses in the Morning. It is Friday now. Woohoo! Yesterday seemed like Friday. It really did. I was convinced all day.
That was just you. Nobody else felt like that.
Darn. All right. Well, happy Father's Day this weekend, huh? Father's Day coming up for all the dads out there.
No, this is actually good because I was actually a good daughter this Father's Day this year, and I think that potentially my father will get his Father's Day gift actually before Father's Day, like before maybe next Wednesday. So I'm hoping that it all comes in on time. And then, unfortunately, my father-in-law and my stepfather are all going to get cards, but they will be late officially because they mailed out yesterday. Sorry.
And I asked Jennifer yesterday, I said, did you get the cards for your dad? She has two of them, two dads. And did you get the card for your dads? And she said, when's Father's Day? So I guess the answer to that is no. So happy Father's Day to Bill and Parker. But Parker and Bill, we just saw them both in the last couple of weeks. So that counts. That counts as Father's Day.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think so at all. Just make sure you make that phone call and you say, oh, it's on the way. And then just like get it there as fast as possible.
Well, we're not going to have it on today's show from Jennifer because she was out with Beaker, I don't think, was feeling so hot this morning, and she was checking on him and came in about 1 second before the show started here. By the way, Jennifer, how is Beaker? What's going on? I didn't even get to ask.
Beaker is looking happier because I took him out and walked him and let him eat some grass. At this point, it looks like there's going to be a visit to the dentist for Beaker.
Got a tooth issue.
Yeah, I think so. He's got a bad case of halitosis, that boy.
Woo. Yeah, got an affected tooth in there. Gotta get checked out. Well, so I'll
you know what?
Today. Yeah, go ahead.
Just so you know, Glenn, because what that means to me and what I'm sure you heard when she said it sounds like a visit from the dentist is all you need to know is it's going to cost you money. And that's all that matters.
That's exactly what I heard, actually.
And this is going to be how much? Just to worry about it. My poor friend, I ran into a girlfriend of mine last night, and she was sitting there at this restaurant. We walked in, and she was there, and She started showing me pictures of her horse's swollen hindquarter, like one side, so she didn't know if she got kicked and all this. And apparently her husband, and her husband, who's not a horse person, turns around. This is her first horse she's had, and goes, does every horse cost a lot of money, and does every horse have a money pit, or just yours? And without missing a beat, my husband looks at him and goes, oh, no, it's all of them. It's all of them. As long as you understand, as long as you get it. Thanks, guys.
It is true. You know, it's like bringing your car into the shop. Every time you bring it in, you know it's going to cost you $200. I don't care if you get the oil change. I don't care what you do to your car. It's going to cost you at least $200. And anytime the vet or a dentist or anybody comes out, it's at least going to cost you $150. That's just the way it is.
I remember when I was a kid and we would think, okay, just know that if the vet comes out, it's going to be at least $100. And now it's like, okay, the vet comes out. Depending on the day, it's going to be at least $200 during the week and at least $500 on the weekend. It's just the cost of living, I guess.
That's true. Well, I'll do what's on today's show because Jennifer doesn't even have a clue. So I'll do it, but there won't be any big fancy words. We have Darlene Newman from Equitrekking coming up because we need to congratulate her. She's had some exciting news again. And then Jamie's dad's going to come on so we can have a little Father's Day talk. I'm so glad. We love hearing his accent on the show. So he's going to be on today. And then Really Bad Ads is back. Jamie's back. Really Bad Ads is back. And I gave her the doozy one to start with. You're going to have to take a long, deep breath before you start with that. So.
I know. Start breathing now so I can get tuned up for it. Good
we
Lord.
Have some good ones today. The listeners came through this week. So we have some good ones. And a fun winner today.
Yeah,
but, all right,
definitely.
Let's start with the daily winning. Happy birthday to Rachel Shackelford, who is our adopted young endurance rider. It's her birthday today, so happy birthday, Rachel. There you go. Shortest daily Winnie I've had all week. Your turn.
This is going to go out to our friend Dominique from Zebras R Us. And why? Because, oh my gosh, Dominique Ferraro posted the stinking cutest pictures on Facebook of a baby zebra that she had last night. Oh, God, it's so cute. And she's got the pictures of the little stripy guy, like, trying to stand up for the first time. And it looks like he's doing, like, baby horse yoga, baby zebra yoga. And it's just adorable. So I would like to thank Dominique for entertaining me throughout most of the dinner with a bunch of fighter pilots who only talked about flying while I stared at my phone and looked at pictures of the baby zebra. So I appreciate it. Thank you, Dominique, very much.
She has had a crop of babies this year, from zebras to all different kinds of animals. She's had a whole bunch of different ones this year. We'll have to get her on again. We haven't had her on in about a month. And it is baby time, so she can tell us about all the other little babies she's had.
Yeah, definitely. So cute. Cute!
Well, I have
right.
a quote of the week for you, and you have to guess who said it. Are you ready?
Okay, so you've got a quote. You've taken it from a news organization or a person we know or what?
Yeah, well, one of those, and I think you won't have any trouble guessing this.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
It is strange that we have to travel 3/4 of the way around the world to race inferior opposition for inferior prize money for her to stamp her greatness.
Oh, that's got to be Black Caviar's trainer. His name is Peter Moody,
Peter
right?
Peter Moody. Yeah, you got it. Can you believe he said that about going to the Royal Ascot in Britain? He says, let me read that again so it can sink in. It is strange that we have to travel 3/4 of the way around the world to race inferior opposition for inferior prize money for her to stamp her greatness. Oh, my God, no bitterness there.
You know, I don't think that she has to do that to stamp her greatness. I think that she is great anyway, and I don't think anybody would question that. But that's what I like about Peter Moody, is because he just called it like it is. Remember in his comments when he was going to go to Dubai and race? And it was, like, exactly the same. Like, how dare my mare have to, like, go across the world and to prove herself racing some, you know, I mean, I'm sure it was some sort of racial slur about riding racehorses in the desert. And that's what I like about him, is he, there's no bones about it. This is what I feel, and he can talk like that because he's the trainer of Black Caviar, possibly the greatest sprinter of all time.
Exactly. So that'll be coming up on June 23rd. We'll be seeing that race. And then the other one coming up, too, at the Royal Ascot is Superstar Frankel. Frankel, of course, one of the leading horses in the world, is going to be racing that day. So we'll look at Frankel coming up as well during the Royal Ascot opener.
You know what that sounds like to me? That sounds like I need to go to Vegas that weekend so I can watch all of these races in a sports book. Why watch them in a proper place?
There you go. Guaranteed they'll be on there. Guaranteed. And something else you don't want to miss is tonight. Nick Walenda of the Flying Walendas. Now, the Flying Walendas have been doing tight wire walking, and I've seen them before. They hold the Guinness World Book of Records for a whole bunch of different things with tight ropes. And the whole family's been doing it for seven generations, actually. And Nick Walenda, who's in his 30s, he's like 33, I think, has gotten permission. And this was tough to do because they do not grant permission for any stunts to be done after all the things that have happened at Niagara Falls, all the people trying to go over in barrels and everything. They got permission from the people at Niagara Falls. He is going to do a tight wire walk from the U.S. to Canada across 1,550 feet. Suspended 173 feet above the falls, and this has been banned for 128 years since it was tried last. Now, it's going to be on NBC or ABC tonight, so you can watch it. It'll be on TV, and I think it starts at 8 o'clock, and then at 9 o'clock, or 8 and 9 o'clock, they have shows about this. He has practiced and been practicing. Now, ABC did make him wear a guy wire, so he's going to be wearing a wire. So,
okay.
Yeah. Was that your question?
Yes, because how exactly can they allow somebody on live television to walk across when he could fall? I mean, and to me, that's why people would tune in. I mean, people don't watch NASCAR to see them go around in circles. They watch it for the wrecks, and that would be why I would watch this, because let's see if he falls.
Well, this is ABC's quote. We want it to be exciting and thrilling, but we also want every parent in America to know that we're going to make it comfortable for them to watch with their kids. In other words, their kids don't have to watch this guy dying. But if you know kids today, after playing all the video games they play, they would probably be the ones there going, "Woohoo, he fell!" You know, so.
Yeah. Mommy, where did he go? Oh, honey, he just went swimming.
He went swimming. So that's coming up tonight. It is such a big deal in Sarasota, Florida, which is the home of the Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey Circus, home down there, and the museum's down there, that they're closing off the Main Street. They're putting up these big jumbotrons, and they're having a huge party on Main Street tonight. Wendy is going down. She's going to go down there and join the party as they watch this happen live on the jumbotrons in Main Street, Sarasota. It's such a big deal down there. So that's coming up.
That's awesome. Hey, real quick, do you want to get to our first guest, and I'll tell you about the Derby drama that's going on right now? So I'll tell you about that a little later, huh?
Yeah, let's do that. Well, why don't we get to our first guest? She's here.
All right. Darley is here. Darley from Equitrekking. And Darley, I would like to welcome you to the show, and I would also like to thank you very, very much for being a willing participant in my trip to Spain.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so glad you had a good time, but I knew you would love Fernando and Vivi and everybody over there and the horses, of course. I saw your photos. Beautiful. Love the videos. Everything. It was awesome.
I had so much fun chronicling every moment. Like, I wanted to videotape my riding lessons anyway because I thought, well, when am I going to be able to, like, implement these things? Yesterday, I got on my thoroughbred, and my student got on her pony, and we worked on the counter bend in the canter, and Jet, my thoroughbred, was like, "What the hell are you doing to me? Why are you making me bend that way when we're going this way? And he got so frustrated, and I was just barely bending him, because it's not like I was, like, really challenging him, and he squealed out of anger. I'm like, dude, you've got to be a dressage horse now. And my student's mom was like, yeah, we need you to go to Spain more often. My daughter had a great lesson today.
Oh, good, good. So, what? Like, I'm just interested, what was your favorite part? What did you like the best?
In the whole week of at Epona? Oh, my gosh. Well, let me just honestly tell you that going to the Royal School was pretty amazing, and to be able to see all those horses. What I hated the most was flamenco dancing. Chad and I were not excited about the flamenco dancing at all. Found it kind of boring. That was the only thing we didn't like. So if I can point that out, then I never told Fernando I didn't like the flamenco dancing. So if he's listening, he's hearing that for the first time. And because you take like a field trip on Friday night to go to downtown Sevilla to go to flamenco dancing, and aside from that, we had a blast. But you know what? I think the main thing was, Darlie, that every one of their horses is so incredibly talented. And the fact that just an everyday person can hop on hey, we don't know you, but you can get on this horse that does high school dressage. Okay. sure.
I know. That's what I loved. I mean, I do a little dressage in my lessons, you know, at home, but I'm not good at it. I was doing some really cool stuff.
I don't know how they get you to do it. I guess like, they must just whisper it to the horses. Hey, today you're going to do a half pass to a counter canter to a flying change. And then they tell the horses. And that's how we were able to do it, I think.
That's awesome.
But it was awesome. Your recommendation to go there was spot on. And I couldn't thank you enough. We had an absolutely amazing time to walk into a barn and to see a shed row of these all these heads popping out that are like stallions and geldings and all these Andalusians that are just so classic looking was exactly what I wanted to do in Spain, and you nailed it. And I want to thank you and your company for putting that all together.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. I mean, I loved it, and you know we loved it. We filmed it for our show, and I mean, I keep in touch with everybody that we film with, which is kind of nice. I don't know. I feel like I have friends all over the world, so if anybody ever wants to go anywhere, I'm always like, go to this place and talk to this person. So it's kind of nice.
Yeah,
it's great. Nice.
Well, the other thing we wanted to have you on for, my gosh, congratulations on your Emmy nomination.
Thank you. It's the fourth year in a row. That's pretty awesome.
Emmy Hall.
Now, you have won an Emmy already. I think you won it for Outstanding Single Camera Photography, because that is an amazing thing that I believe it's your husband does, is he is the person that films everything. And to be able to do that single camera with you making all these amazing shots on horseback is just absolutely incredible, and he definitely deserves it. Now, you have been nominated this year alongside with The Electric Company, which, gosh, I didn't even know that was still on.
I didn't either.
And the show Giada at Home on the Food Network. And for the men listening, Darlie is way hotter than her, so Darlie should totally win.
That's so funny. Well, it's actually Greg Barna is our photographer. My husband does the still photography, but he is amazing, and he's actually in LA right now because the Emmys are the celebration or the gala is on Sunday to present the Emmys. So we actually are finding out pretty soon. But they just did an article on him. He's from New Jersey, Greg, in his local New Jersey paper, and it was really funny because they were like, the crew survived charging elephants and like all this stuff. It sounds like we're totally nuts, but we are, you know. We're just trying to get the best shot, so hopefully we win.
How many times in an episode during the filming does somebody say to you, just do it, Darlie, it's for the show?
Yeah. I know, you know, and I'm always like, ugh. And you know sometimes when you know, you're like, no, I shouldn't do this. And I'm not doing anything too crazy, but, like, sometimes with horses, too, I'm like, when I know the horse, you know, someone wanted me to ride in the front when we were doing a cantering scene, and I was like, I know this horse is going to be really fast, so I'd rather ride in back. But after doing it once where my horse was just not going, I decided to go in front, and then I was, like, whizzing away. I was like, yep, I knew that was going to happen, yeah. So it's kind of funny.
I love it. I love your show. I love the series. And are you surprised that you've done 35 episodes?
I am, actually, because, well, one thing is we could keep going forever because the world is so big and there's so many different places, and it's just so surprising. People just don't understand how many places you can horse ride around the world. I think people are always surprised at some of the places we go, like Iceland. So it could continue, but when I started this, I definitely didn't think – I mean, I was out there, like, ready to do one or two. So now we've done 35, and we're going to shoot more this year. So I guess it's going to continue.
Yeah, that's just absolutely awesome. And tell us about your 35th episode. Where in the world were you?
Well, the 35th one is Botswana. Two episodes from Botswana, which were, you know, really the craziest shoots that we've done, just because of where we were, in the middle of, like, the world's largest salt pans, which I didn't even know existed before I went to Botswana, and the Okavango Delta, the largest inland delta in the world. So that was really hard to film. And, I mean, we had access to a helicopter one day, so we have some amazing helicopter shots. But that was really the coolest one, I think, the coolest two that we've done. So I'm excited for those, and they're out this summer on PBS, so people can actually watch them on their local PBS stations. So, yay! You can see the elephant charge!
Is that where it happened? Is the elephant charge in Botswana, Africa?
Yeah, we actually have a really cool behind-the-scenes that we've put on our website. It's in my blog. It's also on YouTube with a behind-the-scenes on kind of how we filmed those two episodes. And I have a little short clip of the elephant charge in there. But it just kind of if you watch it, you'll see how quirky all of us are together. So I feel like somebody should do a behind-the-scenes or a reality show on the filming of our show, because it's just, like, really funny to travel with us. As it would, like, they could do a behind-the-scenes on your radio show, too. You know what I'm talking about. Like, when you have, like, quirky personalities together, you never know what's going to happen. So
I do
that's
think
a compliment,
yours,
by the way.
Yeah, I don't know. I think yours might be a little more interesting than ours, considering we're both just half asleep through the whole thing. But I must say, Darlie, that and this is just a question that Chad and I had when we were riding on the beach in Spain. Actually, what we did for Darlie, Glenn, and I don't know if you saw this. Actually, I think you might have posted this. When we were riding through the dunes going through Denania National Park, Fernando actually stopped us, and he's our guide and you know, an opponent. And he's like, this is where we film with Darlie, right here. This is where we did it. And he's like, and the guy was over here, and this guy was over here, and then she rode down through here, and we were there. And so I filmed right there with my phone a message for Darlie. I'm like, hey, we're right here. Fernando says hi. And we actually filmed in the exact same place and sent it over to Darlie just to let her know how much fun we were having. But this begged the question, And I hope that you don't mind me asking this. Who the hell can you get to pay for this stuff? Because it's awesome.
You know what? That's been hard to figure out, to tell you the truth. But, like, I don't know. I started with one single sponsor when I started in the beginning. Tourism Ireland was our very first sponsor. And they actually give us, like, money. Which is sponsorship, and in turn they get advertising, you know, at the front and back of the show. And that's really how we've done it. We've, like, built up sponsors as we've gone, but now we have, like, you know, the website online and you know, they get spots on PBS. So we've kind of built these packages. But people really like the show, and it does well. We had 41 million viewers in the last 6 months of 2011. Yeah, and we get, like, Nielsen ratings and all that stuff. So, and the show does really well. Like, we'll beat shows on Discovery and Travel Channel and all those other, you know, networks as well. So people just seem to catch on. And you know why I think it is? It's because it's so different. And there's just nothing like it. But it's also because we're, you know, doing all these kind of dreamy things. So, yeah. People decided that, hey, we want to be a part of that. Even if we can't go, we'll support it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You got, I tell you what, yeah, I give it you over Giada. All she does is stand and cook in the kitchen. I mean, what the heck? And
you
does
know
this mean
so funny
you don't
too?
Get to get all dressed up and go to the red carpet and stuff this year? You're not going?
No, I couldn't make it with my schedule this year, but we're sending Greg to kind of fill in for us. And I told him on the phone the other day, I don't know if you guys have seen him. You can look online and see him in some videos, but Greg has a mustache, and he's from New Jersey, and he just he never smiles. He always says, "You can't see it because of my mustache. I'm smiling on the inside." So I talked to him yesterday. I said, "You have to send photos from the Emmys so I can post them on, you know, Facebook and Twitter and spread the word." And he said, "I will." I said, "Can you please smile? Like, can you please look like you're having a good time?" And he was like, "You know my mustache, Charlie. I'm always smiling."
Oh, my God.
So I was like, oh, Lord. Yeah,
well,
but it's pretty amazing because we're just, you know, you guys, it's just us. Like, we have a very small team. We're not, like, backed by Paramount Pictures. We don't have a big, you know, huge budget to do this. So, I mean, I just kind of did this as a grassroots effort. So it's, you know, it's kind of cool in that way.
Well, it's great. Now, I want to know, too, since you're not going to be at the Emmys, if you do win, is there going to be, like, a video screen that comes up and, like, "Hi, I'm Charlie. I just want to say thank you to the Academy and all God and my parents for being there." Like the video that they, you know, all of a sudden go to when the person's not there because they really are just too busy to care. Is that going to be you?
No, it's going to be Greg, who I know has a speech written already, just in case we win. So he'll be up there for us. But they, like, it'll be on film, so I'm sure he'll, like, bring me a little snippet of that, and that would be nice to see. But his whole family's going with him, which is really nice. So I'm glad that he is, you know, his wife and kids are all going to be there, and it's just, I think it's really special. So.
Oh, that's so fun. Down the red carpet. That's so cool.
It's so nice. It's so cute. We love it. We love it.
Well
Darlie,
I
know Darlie has to get going here soon. So I've got to get to this email, though, Darlie, that we got yesterday from a listener, because I promised I'd ask you. And it says, "Hello, I've been listening to old podcasts of your show on my iPod for a few months, and several weeks ago I realized I could listen live from my computer at work. I can't tell you how thankful I am. Your show makes my mornings go by so much quicker. I have kind of a random question. I was wondering if you might have any ideas or information. I will be finishing my job and traveling to Ireland in the beginning of July prior to starting vet school this August. I am traveling with my non-equestrian sisters and friend, but would like to take at least a few hours to ride while I'm over there. I will primarily be in and around Dublin, Galway, and possibly Connemara. Do you have any experience riding in Ireland or have any stables you recommend?" And we don't, but Darlie does.
Well, yeah. I mean, you guys know Ireland's one of my favorite places. I've been over 3 times. So I definitely have some recommendations. And for places that will take you out for an hour, 3 hours a day. And actually, over in the Connemara area, there's a guy that I tell everybody they should go ride with now because he's getting older and he, you know, won't be doing this forever, but he's such an iconic Irishman. So she should go over to Connemara and ride with the Ailey Cross Equestrian Center. It's Willie Leahy, and they have a website online. It's ConnemaraTrails.com. Definitely do that one. But I would also recommend driving a couple hours south. It's about 3 hours and going down to the Ring of Kerry. Killarney Riding Stables is down there, and they also do shorter rides, and I've also gone out with them, and we filmed with them as well. And that is a beautiful area for riding. I mean, she could do that as a day trip. They go out in Killarney National Park where you've got mountains and lakes, and it's just absolutely beautiful. Awesome horses at both places. Connemara, obviously, you get the Connemara ponies, and then you get, like sturdy Irish horses over in Killarney. So those are two places I would recommend. There's less riding over by Dublin just because it's Dublin. So she should definitely head west, especially for those day rides. And then if she wants to take a longer trip, she can always go to equitrekkingtravel.com or equitrekking.com to find some longer Irish riding holidays. But I would definitely tell her to go out with those folks because she'll have an awesome time.
Well, thank you, Darlie. That's great. And I know you have a train to catch, so we'll let you get going. Congratulations again, and we'll be watching to see if you win.
Thanks, and it's so nice to hear about Spain. Oh, my gosh, I wish I was going there right now.
If you go back, I'll go with you, I swear.
Okay.
I can take notes. I can take pictures, whatever.
Oh.
I'll carry your equipment. We'll go back anytime.
Thanks, Jamie. Thanks, Glenn. You guys have a good day.
All right.
Thanks,
all right,
Darlie.
You,
Equitrekking.com is where you can go to find all the information on all the trips. And to the listener that emailed that, just go check out Equitrekking.com if you missed any of that, because you can actually search by country for all the different riding places. It's a very easy website to navigate. So, again, just check that out, Equitrekking.com.
And Katie was the one that sent that email. Thank you, Katie. And there was one sentence I wanted to add that she said, you'll like this. She said, I now have a guaranteed 90 minutes filled with happy horse information as opposed to the normal news stations I normally listen to. So that's what we try and do. We try and give you happy horse information to make your workday go a little bit better. And one of the companies that helps us do that is Kentucky Performance Products.
Yeah, they are an awesome supplement company, and I just sent them another check yesterday because not only do we like Kentucky Performance Products, we actually use them. And one thing horse people look for in a supplement is a safe, reliable product that's going to address the challenges facing their horse. The employees at Kentucky Performance Products couldn't agree more. And they also feed KPP supplements to their own horses. If you do need a little bit of help with either your horse is looking this way or behaving like this, call them up because they are really helpful. And they'll sit down with you and discuss what supplement would probably work best for you. One of their products is Endure Extra. Endure Extra is a high-fat, low-carb energy source recommended by veterinarians and leading horsemen to maintain optimal energy levels for your competition horses and to increase weight gain in your poor doers. More than just a fat supplement, Endure Extra also provides much-needed natural vitamin E to protect muscles and increase immunity levels. Also, they put in gut conditioners to stimulate the appetite and maintain a healthy digestive tract. So you can provide all these benefits to your horse with as little as 8 ounces a day. And to choose the right KPP supplement for your horse, go to KPP USA or call them at 1-800-772-1988. And to learn more about horse nutrition, you can go to their Facebook page and just search for Kentucky Performance Products.
Thank you, Jamie. Guess who's on the line for you?
Hi, puppy. My dad is here.
Yes, yes. How are you this beautiful morning?
Well, couldn't complain about a thing. So what we're calling you for, puppy, was just to let you know that we wish you an absolutely happy Father's Day. It would not be a Father's Day pre-show without having a father on. So
you are the
selected one.
Well, I always like being your selected one, so that's very cool. Thank you.
Now, I would ask you if you got it yet, because I mailed you a package, Dad, and you should be receiving said package. It probably, I'm hoping that it gets there by, you know, Father's Day. And I was going to ask you, did you get it yet? But you're not home, are you?
No, we're down in St. Simons, the Golden Isle of Georgia, just enjoying the scenery and the beach and the weather. Yeah.
Now, who exactly calls it the Golden Isle of Georgia?
Everybody that live on St. Simons.
I don't think I've ever heard that.
Oh, yeah. The Golden Isles of Georgia. Now, it's St. Simons and Little St. Simons and Sapelo. It's just wonderful down here. We just decided to take a little vacation coming down.
Now, if I recall, St. Simons is one of the places that you wanted my wedding to take place. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That was about one of five places I recommended, none of which you jumped on. So we had it where you wanted to have it. But, yes, St. Simons was one of the spots.
Now, if you'd have told me it was the Golden Isles of Georgia, man, that might have swayed my opinion.
Well, I will remember that. Not that there'll be another wedding, but next time. don't think that's going to be a problem. So I'm sorry I didn't mention that, but we had a wonderful wedding in St. Augustine. So that was good enough, and it's where you wanted to be.
So, yes, yes. Glenn, you missed out on the whole wedding planning because I didn't work for this radio show yet. And just what amazed me, Glenn, is if you take a father and a mother, and then the daughter's wedding, who do you think is going to have more input and more suggestions, the mother or the father?
Well, usually the mother is the one that's domineering in that time.
Yeah, not so much in my situation.
Oh, no, no, no. Y'all did well. You know, your mom did.
Now, we haven't. I don't think that's too far from us. That's probably, what, two, three hours, maybe, St. Augustine. We'll have to go visit it sometime because we've just heard great things about how cool it is.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful spot.
It is.
Right. It was. And that was as nice a wedding as you could imagine. It was on the beach, and the weather was perfect. It was just wonderful. Nice, cool. Oh, it was wonderful. Nice breeze, and it was a wonderful occasion.
Yeah. Dad, I'm glad that you must have been doing some drinking before that because, first of all, the weather was god-awful. It was like 50-mile-an-hour gusts. I had a tiara on. You can't see it in any picture because my hair has actually blown over it, and it was totally overcast, almost dark in the evening. It was like 5 o'clock wedding. I'm glad that your revisionist history has kicked in, saying it was beautiful and wonderful. And I don't imagine that there's ever been a worse wedding DJ, ever.
Was the hurricane the next day? Was that
held
no. Any day that I can pass on horse bills to someone else, that was a great day. That was no more horse bills I had to pay for. So no, it was a wonderful day. But it was a great wedding.
He did actually at one point take Chad and kind of slap him on the back, and he's like, "Well, it's yours now."
I did exactly that, yes.
Would that be required in every toast done by a father during the reception, that part about the horse bills? And now all the horse bills are yours, sucker.
That
be in every toast?
The way I felt. So it was a great day. Great day.
Awesome. Well, Poppy, go ahead, sorry.
Go ahead, sugar.
No, I was just going to tell you we appreciate you being on the show, and thanks for letting us interrupt your beach vacation to come and talk to us. Anything else you want to add?
No, I just love you a bunch, and Father's Day is a great day for me because I've been blessed with three wonderful kids, all different, certainly, but it's been a joy, and you have been my joy. And I miss you coming over to my house, sitting on the porch with me like we used to do. So I miss that. But y'all just have a wonderful time and wonderful day. And you and Glenn, and just know I love you a bunch.
Love you too, Poppy. Thank you. Happy Father's Day. And I'm sorry I won't be on the porch, but it's a little bit of a drive. I told you should get a house in Phoenix, okay? There are great interest rates right now. Things are just dirt cheap, I'm telling you.
Okay. Well, I'll certainly think on it. But y'all have a great day, and just don't ever forget your old man loves you.
All right. Love you too, Poppy. Happy Father's Day.
Bye, Dean.
Thank you, Glenn. Okay, buddy. Thanks.
That's cute. It doesn't sound like he's having any fun at all at the beach, does it?
You know, my dad is the kind of guy that when you call him, and it can be like in the middle of a hurricane, and, you know, he just wrecked his car. Everything bad can be happening, and you'll call and go, "How's it going, Dad?" "Well, honey, I'm just sitting on top of the world right now." And I'm like, "You are a liar."
So your wedding day was really good. The pictures make it look like it was a beautiful day.
Yeah,
so
I know.
Windy,
I
huh?
had the photographer lighten all the photos. If you notice,
when we
didn't
went
drop,
over,
a,
we were
drop
over,
a sunset
we were,
into it. Go ahead.
We were over, you were St. Augustine, which is on the Atlantic side, just below Jacksonville in northern Florida. And we were over not too far from Daytona Beach, which is south of that. But the entire 3 days we were there, it is windy as heck. The wind never stops up there.
Yeah,
it never
it's pretty
stops.
Incredible. But the water's warm, and it's nice. But if you do notice, in one of my wedding photos, you know, we are on the east side of the state, and so the beach looked out towards the east, and I got married in the evening, and there was a beautiful sunset. Yet the sunset doesn't set that direction, so Photoshop is awesome.
The sun would have been setting over the city at that point.
It would have been the other direction, but that's okay. Yeah. That's what you pay a wedding photographer for.
That's funny. Well, let's talk a little bit about what's going on with Churchill Downs. What are they? I read this article, and I hope you can make heads or tails of it because it just confused the hell out of me.
Yeah, Churchill Downs is revamping the qualifying system for the Kentucky Derby and the Kentucky Oaks. And I guess, you know, they wanted to simplify it. And the way that it works now, at least for the Kentucky Derby, I know, is that it is graded stakes earnings. So horses that earned a lot of money are the ones that qualify for the Kentucky Derby. So it's been strictly on a graded stakes earning. So what they wanted to do was, instead of make, you know, smaller races that have large purses, they wanted to make it basically the large races have more points. So it's going to be like a point system to get to the Kentucky Derby. Now, the problem is that, of course, when you make a change, horse people freak out. And apparently everybody has agreed on one thing, that the new system needs to be tweaked a little bit. So there are 36 races that qualify, and you've got races like the Breeders' Futurity at Keeneland and the Smarty Jones, which is at Oaklawn Park, and the Southwest Stakes outside Oaklawn, the Withers at Aqueduct. All these races count for 10 points. 10 points, that's it. The next set of races that count for 50 points for the first place winner, like the Fountain of Youth at Gulfstream, different races. The second leg of the series is like the Santa Anita Derby, the Bluegrass Stakes, Louisiana Derby. Those count for 100 points for the winner. So basically, if you win a certain amount of races, you get more points, which then qualifies you. So instead of how much money you win, it's now going to be on how many points you've accrued. Now, what the problem is that West Coast horses are mad because there's more large races on the East Coast, and now the fillies, to get into the Kentucky Derby, have to race against the colts to qualify for the Derby, so we're going to see less fillies, not that there's ever really that many. Anyway, it's just kind of a pain, and unfortunately, you just can't make everybody happy. But if you look at the points as far as the horses that were actually qualified for the Kentucky Derby, the first top five were all the same. Now, you got in the second five horses that did not qualify for the Derby that in the point system would have been in, and there's horses that, like Union Rags, who was like one or two in the graded stakes earning qualification, he dropped all the way down to 11. And remember Mark Valesky, your horse, Mark Valesky?
Yes. Yeah.
He was like 22 in graded stakes earnings. This takes him all the way up to number 15. So there's horses that wouldn't have been in there, and there's horses that would have been. So it kind of goes like Painter, who came in second place for the Belmont, is all the way down at number 35. So okay. it's just a point system, and they're trying to revamp it. And I think change is good. They just have to make it a little bit more fair. And I guess a lot of people are really frustrated about it, but, you know, can't make everybody happy.
I know the headlines were like, they make it easier. And then when I read it, I got a freaking headache. It was like, how is this easier than just you won this much money?
Exactly. It's certainly not going to be an easier way, because it just, either you make the money or you don't. So that's the problem.
Right. But, well, we're going to tell you a little bit about a horse property that's coming up for sale here. And you have a story about this, too, a personal story about this particular horse property of a very famous singer that's coming up for auction on June the 26th. But first, we have to talk about EquityMFG.com. Of course, they're the ones that make the pitchforks. And he hates it when I say pitchforks. So we'll rephrase that.
Manure forks.
The manure forks. And we always call them pitchforks. I still get that wrong.
It's
they
not
make
a
the shaking.
Pitchfork. It's
I
not
know,
a pitchfork.
But we always call them pitchforks no matter what. That's what we call them. It's like hoof and hoof. So he has two great ones that we absolutely love. That's the shake and fork and the flex and fork. Well, one of our great listeners, Jamie's sister from another mother, Aubrey, is now using the flex and fork. She has been for a couple of weeks. And Aubrey, how many stalls do you clean in a day?
Well, it varies from, I do three or four barns usually, so it varies from, 5 to 25, depending on the day.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So you're cleaning stalls. This is a job.
Yeah, quite a few.
So now, you had used just the basic $20 fork that you get at the store before?
Yeah, and I can't use it anymore. They've ruined me. I've been carrying this one. Well, the flex and fork, I don't know what it is about it. The head is a little wider, the angle is better, everything about it is better. So I've been having to carry it from barn to barn with me in the back of my brand new car. So, but it's worth it because I can't clean a stall with another fork now.
Now, what kind of stalls are you cleaning? What kind of bedding?
Actually, I've got one out here. My main one that I do, we use bag shavings, and then I've got some that do sawdust and some that do bulk shavings, just depending. But, yeah, mostly over mats, and I've got some barns that the mats are not all that great on and that stick all up and get in the way and all that kind of stuff. But it's been working. It works great over the regular stuff. I one of these days I'll get rich enough to get the one with the power so I can use it on my stalls with the sawdust because I think that'd be great.
Yeah, that's where I have used it, and it does work terrific for that. Now, with the flex and fork, it comes with a couple different head sizes, and the tines are further apart on one and then closer together for your pelleted stalls and things. Do you have the wider one? Is that the one you got?
Yeah, I'd take out probably 3/4 of the stall if I had the narrow one with those bag shavings.
Yeah. So now, one of the things that these are known for, and I found, because I've tested this, is that they're tough as heck. Have you broken anything or even bent one of the tines?
Oh, no, I do, and I do paddocks with them, too. So I go out and dig stuff out of the grass, and I throw it in the back of my car every day now. And the flexibility was actually really surprisingly nice because instead of catching and doing that horrible flicky thing when it gets caught on, like, a mat or something, it kind of almost goes around the edges of the mat so you don't end up flicking everything that you just spent 5 minutes picking up, flicking it everywhere, so... But, yeah, I throw the thing around, and it's great.
See, now, anybody that doesn't have horses have no idea what you just said, but for those of us that have cleaned thousands of stalls, we know what you just said.
No, the flicky thing is the worst thing ever, especially in paddocks when you're doing with grass and it gets under that crabgrass.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Really annoying.
You're right.
It's so funny. I know exactly what you're talking about. And I'll tell you, Aubrey, that our flex and fork that we have, it is coveted because we only have one. And there's Chad, myself, and Jose. And at some point, sometimes all of us are cleaning the pastures at the same time. And let me tell you, it is the coveted fork. It is.
I've got one other girl that does my main barn a couple days a week, and she loves it too. She's like, thinking it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. And I said, well, when I got to take it to another farm, I'm sorry, it's not here, it's with me.
Yeah.
Well, they are available for purchase at equitymfg.com. They're a little more expensive. They're in the $40 to $50 range. So they're a little more expensive than the ones you buy at the TSC store,
worth
the cheapy
it.
Ones. But would you say it's worth it, Aubrey?
Oh, absolutely. And, hey, I call them pitchforks, too, so you're not the only one.
Thank you, Aubrey. I knew I liked her. All right,
yeah.
Thank you very much. Get back to work.
All right, will do.
She's fun. She listens every day, by the way, everybody. She listens every day by calling the show. You can do that. She sets us up as one of her friends and family on her phone, and she calls in, and she when she's riding the horses, she actually ties the phone somehow to her saddle or her...
Martingale.
Her martingale, that's right, and she actually listens while she's riding and everything and cleaning stalls. And you can do that, too. We have room for a lot of phone lines here, so you can give us a call. at 347-637-3238. And you can just stay on the phone and listen if that's better a better way for you to do it. So that's equitymfg.com. There's a personal experience. She carries it in her brand new car. Joseph will be happy to hear that. Now, Kenny Rogers, I didn't like country music growing up at all, whatsoever, till I was about 40. And now I like country music, thanks to Carrie Underwood, who's converted me. But there was two people that I went to see in concert and I liked, and that was Kenny Rogers and also Dolly Parton when they did their tour together. I got to see them when they were together on that one tour that they did. So I liked Kenny Rogers, liked Dolly Parton, liked them. They were terrific together. They were absolutely terrific together. And, of course, the game. All that stuff.
Of course, the what? I'm sorry.
For sale. 150
yes.
acres. Horse pastures. Well, fence pastures. Miles of trails. A big, big, huge, fancy house. 2,700 feet of indoor or outdoor spaces with a pool and just all kinds of stuff. She has a lanai and a koi pond and waterfalls and indoor fancy bathrooms and an 8-acre private stock lake and a fire pit and a boat dock and a zip line. Get that, a zip line is on property. A trampoline, rope swings, cooking spaces, whatever you want, it's there, and it's up for auction on June the 26th.
Wow. Wow. Well, you know, I was looking at this one, and this is not the house that I was thinking of. That my brother is a plumber and did all the plumbing work for Kenny Rogers. And
really?
Yeah. And I actually, one of the houses that Kenny
Rogers. Because he lives near Atlanta, right? This is where this property is.
Exactly. Is this one in Atlanta?
This one's right outside of Atlanta, they said. Yep.
Okay. Yeah. So my brother did all the plumbing, and so one time when Kenny was gone, I got to come over to the house. And
really?
Yeah. his home was in a well-to-do area in Atlanta, and I got to go to the house, and it was seriously like a museum. I mean, and this was just one of his houses in Atlanta, not the, I guess, the really big one, because when he was living in this one, he was in building another one, which must have been this one. And by the way, Kenny Rogers... how old is he right now, you think?
In his 70s, I would think.
I went to his house about 5 years ago, and there were 2-year-old twins that were his.
Yeah, he has a younger wife.
Yes. Yes, he does. And she's really pretty, by the way. So, at any rate, he was building this house, and I guess my brother was doing the plumbing for him and had to return 2 or 3 times the toilets because they weren't the right shade of gold, by the way.
Well, how do you know he's 74, by the way? He's 74.
Okay, yeah. So his kid, I don't know how his kids are. I think it was about 5 years ago. So, yeah, the Polynesian-inspired 5-bedroom, 5.5-bathroom lakefront home with the 8-acre private lake, that must have been the one that my brother was plumbing. And if you want to tour the house, I believe the toilets are gold. So there you go.
And I'll have you know, if you want to tour the house, you can do that. However, they're going to do a little bit of a credit check, and you also have to have a $100,000 certified check or personal check along with a bank letter of guarantee, and they'll let you tour the house.
No, so, that'll be nice. Won't that be nice? Let me go ahead and get that.
That's at 2 p.m. on Tuesday, June 26th. You can just look it up at just search Kenny Rogers Auction, and you'll find it. Now, the one thing about this auction that makes it unique for this kind of house is that it was for sale for $3.5 million. He couldn't sell it. That's why the auction. And he's selling it with no reserve, which means if it goes for $2, he's selling it. It's going.
Well, then it's definitely worth it. We should go.
Yeah, if you want gold toilets. We have a pink toilet. Does that count?
Pink? It's right next to gold. That's right next to gold. pretty close. All right, play song. Play the song here, Glenn.
ADD Cowboy. I thought that we haven't heard this in a long time, and it certainly fits me.
I am the poster child of attention deficit disorder. This is my little song I wrote about it. Thank you. don't try to keep me on task. Don't give me several things to do. And please don't be mad just because I have had some problems with following through. I'm going down to the station, getting on a westbound train. There's a place out there for me called the Circle ADD, where everybody has my kind of brain. Yes, I want to be an ADD cowboy. I want to ride the open range. Leave this rat race for that wide open space where I never have to battle with my brain. And some of the cattle will get branded. Some of the cattle will be missed. And some days we'll ride to town with all of our errands written down. But we'll never ever do everything on the list. Now this ain't the song that I started. That is so true. I was gonna write a love song just for you, but I got off track. I never did get back. So I'll just say I love you, because I do. Yes, I do. But I wanna be an ADD cowboy. I wanna ride the open range. There's a place out there for me called Circle ADD, where everybody has my kind of brain. Yes, I want to be an ADD cowboy.
Yee-haw! That is my life in a nutshell, right there in one 3 minute song. And that was done by R. Bruce. Thank you so much, ADD Cowboy. You're listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenda Geek here with Jamie Jennings and Coach Jen in the producer chair. And this show today is sponsored by KPPUSA.com. And it's time, it's back.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
And, of course, that song means it's time for this week's Really Bad Ads. And you can, the winner today gets a set of Summer Winnies. Summer Winnies are basically these wraps you put around your horse's legs to keep the flies off. The difference with these is they're – yeah?
They're like socks.
They're like socks. That's exactly right. But the thing that makes them a little bit different is that they're made to stay up on your horse's legs. They're designed to do that. They work a little bit better than your tube socks will, which we've all tried. So these, we thank the Winnie Warmers people. They're the ones who make summer Winnies. You can find them at winniewarmers.com. And the winner today will get a set of those for their horse this summer to help keep the flies off. So check them out. Give them a try. All right. I gave you the start because you missed the last couple of weeks and you're out of practice. So I gave you the one that you submitted, actually. You submitted this one, so I punished you by making you read it.
I really should have won today.
You should have. This would have won, I got to tell you.
And shocker, this is in Arizona. So if you can believe that. This is a horse, $500, Arizona. Hi, I'm looking into getting to a horse. I'm 5'1", so I don't need a very tall one, but I prefer for it to be around 15 hands. Prefer a mare around 4 to 10 years old. Lots of energy is a must. My favorite marking is a bald face. I'd love to get a horse that looks like that, but it isn't a must. I love paints, but I'm open to really any kind of horse. In the past, I've had a quarter horse and a quarter horse Arabian mix. Both were old, and I was around 8 years old. So I'm an advanced beginner, but I'm looking to get an intermediate horse due to me being a quick learner. I want to try barrels just as a fun thing to do, most likely not doing competition. So if you have a horse that can do barrels, that would be awesome. Doesn't need to be a fast at barrels because I'm not competing, but I'd love to have a horse that loves running. I have a huge front yard and backyard to ride in, and there are, like, trails everywhere by my house. So I, like, prefer a horse that will do trails with no problems. If we moved, it would stay with us in our household. Our pets aren't considered pets. They are, like, family, and they will be treated as such. Sorry if I'm going into too much detail, but if you want your horse going to a good home, you might as well know as much as possible. I'm going to be riding Western. I'm not an English rider, and I won't be anytime soon. I prefer a horse that doesn't mind dogs. I have two dogs permanently living with me, and they're older, so they won't be running near it or bothering it. But, like, we have my sister dogs living with us, and they are puppies, and so they are curious and very energetic, but they will be kept away from the horse at all times. But just in case they were to get near the horse, I wouldn't want them or the horse getting hurt. If you have papers on your horse saying that they are registered, that would be great to have, but it's fine to have a horse that isn't registered. I just like to know what vet your horse sees, and all their medical records would be totally awesome. I need a horse that I can ride and have fun with. I'm very responsible, and I have a lot of time on my hands. My horse will be treated the best way possible, so please email me the horse you have if you have one available. I'd like to see several pictures, so please send all the pictures you've got, age, hands. If you're selling anything with it, such as tack or blankets, please send pictures. Tell me about its personality, and if you've seen its parents, tell me about them or send me a picture of them. I'd love to know what its bad habits are. I have a friend that's a trainer, so I don't care if it has any bad habits. I can break them. What food you feed it, past medical problems, last time it was shooed, dewormed, what kind of environment it lives in now. I, like, don't need to pay. I don't need to know all of these, but I'd like to know as much as possible. I just want to give this horse the best life possible, so it helps to know about them. I'll pay $500 or less the horse you have. Thank you so much for reading this. Please, like, email me back if you have a horse that totally fits this.
What is it? What is it with girls and horses?
No, that's crazy girls and horses, not just girls and horses.
I had to do it.
That was an epic ad, okay? That was epic.
I love that she apologizes in the second paragraph and says, sorry if I'm going into too much detail, and then writes three more paragraphs.
Oh, my God. That was the longest really bad ad ever. And almost just like if you're listening to this, rewind it so you can listen to it again to make sure you didn't miss anything. Because the fact that she's a beginner, but she wants a very fast intermediate horse, and then the fact that... We have two dogs that are living with me, but they're older, so they won't be around the horse. But then my sister's dog, she has two puppies, and they, like, might get around the horse. So, like, I don't want to get hurt. And then, like, I'm a very fast learner, so I'm going to do a barrel, but not compete, unless it's, like, going to be competing. And then maybe we'll compete. And then
All for $500 or less.
$500 or less?
The next one was sent in by Gemma. I think she's a new contributor. It's the title is 10,000. Now, this one we highlighted because I have never, ever seen an ad. We've been reading these for a year. I haven't seen an ad with this many initials ever. So I'm just going to read it like it's written. $10,000, Breeders' Cup Colt, AQHA/APHA/PTHA/N/N, Buckskin Overrow. And this is in Utah. Mojo is a fancy, can't help but notice, one-of-a-kind, buckskin, is it Overo? Overo. Thank you, Cole. Thank you. Eligible for registry with the AQHA/APHA/PTHA. Enrolled in Breeders' Trust, eligible for numerous futurities, including the richest futurity in the halter world, Breeders' Cup Halter Futurity, amateur or open class, and APHA Breeders' Futurity, nominated to the BHF, has impeccable breeding out of TD Kid by Daughter of Kids Classic Style. He has stallion material written all over him. He is going to be a knockout. HYPP /N/OLWS/N, GBED/N/PSSM. Doesn't that stand for something else? /N/period. Should mature at 15 plus hands, pictured wet at 12 weeks old. May consider trades, but not for anything that eats hay, grain, horse walker, pasture, compact tractor, gooseneck trailer, etc. Others for sale. See website. There you go.
Oh, God. As long as it's
PSSM,
an OL...
means something else.
PSSM is a disease.
That's what I thought. Yeah. What does mean pictured wet at 12 weeks old?
I don't know. I really couldn't tell you. Maybe they had hosed him off and taken a picture. I don't know.
There's another one. Robin sent this one in. This is a Palomino horse for $500. He is a great horse, 7 years old. He loves to run. I would not say for a beginner, this guy has personality asking $1,500. Sailing due to downsizing, I have 11 and some have got to go. And also 4 years she rides, but I would say Still Green needs wet blankets, $500.
She needs wet blankets?
Yeah, WET blankets. She needs wet blankets. What does that mean?
I don't know. Robin did not include the phone number. I would call it. That's one of the ones that I go, let me call. Let's just call her.
Find out what wet blankets are.
I think we should call the girl that's looking for the horse for under $500. That's between 4 and 10 years old. That's that fast barrel horse with a bald face paint.
Do we have her number? God. We could call her. She's probably out of school.
I can find it. I only got it like 2 days ago off Craigslist, so it should still be in there. Tina sent this one in. Thanks, Tina. 6-year-old paint mare. Now, this is in all capital letters, but I'm not going to scream it because I just, you know, it's Friday. Mare has papered. She had a fold. We only wanted one. I bought her for my 12-year-old. She rides great good with him, ridding one day, next day folded. Kids too bussy to take care of them. So dad does also have donkey supper good with kids and all other and animals. Also 2 chickens, 2 eggs a day, package deal, $1,000. Must take all you load. Mare, no problem. Donkey, unk, fold, UNK, call Rick. Must take all or none. If I have to feed one, I can feed all. So let me get this straight. She needs to call the girl from up above because this is a 6-year-old paint mare that comes with a foal and a donkey and 2 chickens. Why not? Have them all.
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah.
You know what? We should connect
great.
Them.
Does it say how much?
And again, Tina, if you would have left the phone number and we could have called her and given her the, like, totally the phone number for, like, the girl who's looking for the paint.
And every week, every single week, without fail, we get the trailer picture. And we love the trailer pictures. And Jennifer's going to post this trailer picture on our Facebook page at Horses in the Morning. This one has a little bit of an ad to go with it. Usually people are trying to sell the trailers. They don't put any writing at all. But this one has... understands what his trailer is, and let me describe it. It's a 2-horse trailer parked up against what looks like a barbed wire fence. The tires look really good on this one, which is unusual, but it is this odd shade of many different shades of rust and gray. It looks like the trailer, I don't know what color it was to start with. We have no idea. The windows are all gone. The metal is peeling off. There's rust between every try and open the door, I guarantee you it's going to fall off. So it is, yeah, you can just picture this little 2-horse front rounded trailer there. He says this, horse trailer, $100, project, must sell, make an offer. I have a horse trailer that I am looking to sell. It is not roadworthy, for it needs lights, and the chains do not reach the truck, and can't connect to the truck anyway, and maybe a strap or two to keep it from falling apart. It is rusted all over, but would make a nice project. I had plans for it, but gave up. The wheels are still good and have not dry rotted yet. It's in full sun now, so they may. I do not have the title for it, but I may be able to if you want me to. Is he going to go out and steal one? Give me an offer. I may be willing to deliver for extra when I get my truck and flatbed fixed. That's what he needs $100 for. May be willing to trade for another horse trailer, two to three horse, preferably a bumper tow, as I am not set up for goosenecks yet. Doesn't have to be in pristine condition, but I don't think it will be. Just something to get my horses and livestock around when I need to. I will be willing to do minor fixes. Obviously, he's not good at major fixes. That's why he's selling this one. This is a summer project for someone who enjoys working with their hands or can take it to the scrapyard or use the wheel. If this is you, he just goes on and gives his contact information. He was extremely honest. Usually they're trying to sell these things, and they're trying to make it sound like the most wonderful thing ever.
Hold on. See, what I noticed in this ad is, much like the girl that wants the bald face paint that's a barrel horse for under $500, this guy has got this rusted out crap trailer, and he's willing to trade it for your 2 to 3 horse bumper pull. Wow.
Good trip.
What a deal. I would be happy to give you my nice trailer for this piece of S. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, seriously? And then he goes on to say, legitimate offers only, please. What? If somebody didn't make a call and be like, yeah, I'll give you $1,000. Ha, 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 it's not legitimate. Just kidding.
I love the part about the wheels. Wheels are still good. They have not dry rotted yet, but they're going too soon because I have it out in the sun.
Yeah. It's in full sun right now. Hurry. Get over here quick. And I could deliver it, but I got to get my truck worked on first.
Jennifer made some time. You know, Jennifer wanted us to do something different with this one, Jamie. She wanted us to instead of being so negative, she wanted us to point out the positive parts of this trailer. And I think it does have some positives. Number one is it has excellent ventilation. This trailer has terrific ventilation. None of the windows are there, so you're going to get great airflow when you're driving down the road.
What's really going to provide excellent ventilation is when your horse walks onto the floor and it collapses, the airflow from underneath the trailer will really ventilate.
There you go. I noticed also that it comes with a coffee cup that is sitting on the fender. Did you notice the coffee cup?
I did, and it's underneath a decent-looking trailer tire spare. However, you know, it is dry-rotting at the moment, so you better hurry.
There's nothing positive.
Come on, Glenn.
No, there really isn't. That's about all we could come up with.
Sorry, Glenn.
Why don't you go on to Erica's?
Okay, Erica. Quarter horse gelding needs new forever home, $500. Another $500 horse. Oh, my God, we should totally call the other girl. Okay.
Yeah.
Renegade is a coming 7-year-old dark bay quarter horse gelding. And thanks again, and Erica Winstorfer, for sending this in. About 15-2 hands high would be an excellent cow or reining.
Let's analyze this as you go through. Well, I'll let you finish the sentence, but then let's analyze it and see how it does fit the girl's previous. I'm just thinking that we got a good match here. Keep going.
This girl, we've found her dream horse 3 times now. Okay. Renegade is a coming 7-year-old dark bay quarter horse gelding, about 15-2 hands high. Would be perfect height, perfect age.
Yeah.
Would be an excellent cow or reining horse. Because he has been pastured with cows when he was younger, and he chased the calves a little bit. Well, that screams cow horse. He is not broke, but has been worked in the round pen. I have used the Clinton Anderson methods on him, and in fact, you can purchase my Clinton Anderson DVDs, Starting Horses in the Round Pen, I believe it is called, with him if desired. I have no use for him for it after he is sold. I do not have... take the
she
video,
did such a great
the horse,
job with it.
Get everything out of here. I do not have the time, strength, I have fibromyalgia and arthritis, or knowledge. village to finish him, and I can no longer afford to feed him, and he needs to be worked with, as he knows he doesn't have anything to do, and he's starting to become a little jerk.
Kurt Manderson would be so proud.
He is a lover, but needs some manners. He was spoiled too much as a foal. He is due for a hoof trim. He does not like goats, and every morning I have to go through the horse pen to get to the goat pen and milk, and he tries to trample them. Why don't you close the gate behind you? I don't understand. I have had him since birth. He was a surprise when I bought his mother. Maybe a senior 4-H'er needs a project? We'll discount to a 4-H home. I'll give you less than $500. Huh?
I wonder if the girl's a 4-H'er, the light girl up above. Go ahead.
I don't think she's old enough to be in
4-H.
Oh. We'll trade for grass hay or female goats with no horns. Grass hay does not have to be high-quality grass hay. If there's weeds, that would be great, as the goats love weedy hay. For more information or to meet Renegade, please email me. Oh, he is not a kid's horse. He does love kids, but I think he needs an experienced horse person to work with him and undo all the damage I have done to him, spoiling him. The third pick, he looks like an Arabian, but he is not.
Wow, Clinton Anderson would be so proud. You know what I think the problem was? She didn't buy, she bought the Clinton Anderson DVD, Starting Horses in the Round Pen. She never bought the second DVD.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of stuff wrong with this woman, by the way. and again, to my natural horsemanship friends, I love natural horsemanship, and you really can learn a lot, and you can teach your horse a lot, but you actually have to do more than just watch a video to become a horse training expert. And unfortunately, woman, this is what happened to you. Oh, we got a baby. Surprise, we have a foal. Oh, my God, I'm so going to study Clinton Anderson, and I will make this baby good. But you know what? Now that he's 5 years old, take him. He's an asshole. Excuse me. Sorry.
7 years old.
Seven. Oh, good. Really did a great job for this horse. You know, here's the thing. 7 years, he's been in my backyard doing nothing. I think somebody should take him and break him. Oh,
no, he has been doing something. He attacks the ghosts every morning.
What an awful person. Why would you do that to a horse? Oh, this makes me mad.
Tiffany sent in the next one, and this is another person looking for a horse. It seems to be a day for looking for horses. Thank you to Tiffany Crumbly for sending this one in. Looking for a horse in Pace, Florida. Oh, God, it's in Florida. I'm looking for a horse. I have been looking for a long time. I have had horses in the past. I'm an experienced rider. I know what a good horse is, and I know what I want in a horse. I also have been riding since I could walk, and I am 15. I barrel race. Is this the same girl? I barrel race, so this horse would have a job. I procure for a buckskin, but a sorrel or anything would be fine. I don't care if it's a mare or gelding. I'm looking for something kind of young so I can start it my way. If it's already pretend, I would like to see videos or try him or her at an arena. Looking to spend anything between $300 and $800. Thanks for looking. Please send pictures of what you have if you think it is for me. This is a confident young girl right there.
We are going to get this girl and the other girl above to get in a bidding war over the horse that we just read about, Renegade. Oh, my God. We are like matchmakers today.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. That whole girls and horses.
Now, this ad here, the Palomino mare, I'm not going to read it because, Jennifer, do you have the picture that came with this ad?
I believe I do.
Okay, because that's the only way that this ad is going to be funny at all is to see this picture. So if you can post this picture with the ad on our Facebook page, because the ad and the picture are two different things, okay? And you'll understand once you see the picture, Glenn. Thanks, Jen. The 12 years young Palomino mare thoroughbred. Is anybody getting any sort of alert when you say a Palomino mare thoroughbred? They don't.
I didn't know
really
that. I haven't seen too many of Palomino thoroughbreds. That's
no.
New.
Exactly. Okay, it gets better. if you are looking for a 13-hand, small and stocky mare for your children to ride under supervision, this mare is the horse for you. We have had her for 3 years and have not regretted a day of ownership. She is an ex-racehorse who did not make it on the track and then was used by the family for trail riding for their children.
Wait a minute, I have to stop you. Well, there could be a reason that this thoroughbred, that the Palomino, didn't make it on the track at 13 hands.
I'm sorry. How the heck can you have a 13-hand Palomino ex-racer thoroughbred? You can't. And when you see the picture of this horse, not one thing about this horse screams thoroughbred, okay? She is an ex-race horse who did not make it on the track and was used by the family for trail riding for their children. Shocker. She does have a little sass, but lunging her has always helped her in that error. Once she has been able to run in a round pen, she does great with riders. I've been using her to ride Western Pleasure. Other than her temperament and her size, her best asset is that she is easy to clean up after. She hates a dirty stall.
We should sell her to Aubrey. You know, she probably needs one that has a clean stall.
I think that Aubrey is an eventer, and Aubrey does appreciate a good thoroughbred. So I think that the 13-hand Palomino mare thoroughbred would be the perfect horse. Now, Susan Nelson, because she likes to correct me all the time, has posted on our Facebook page that there was a Palomino thoroughbred mentioned on is that Chronicle of the Horse a few months ago, but they are very rare. Now, more rare, Susan, is the 13-hand stocky Palomino thoroughbred that is better suited as a Western Pleasure or trail horse. So there you go.
Well, next one, Rachel sent in, Rachel Knopf, and I don't, you're going to have to explain, listen to this ad, Jamie, and then I want you to tell me what, because I have no idea. Okay, so this is the title of the ad, but you can't make sharp turns dash $100,500. If you have any problems like not being able to make sharp turns, I have the solution. Price varies on size of drag. If you can bring me or I have mobile setup, 100% guaranteed, e-problem will be solved. No emails, please. No more getting on and off tractor and hooking up every sharp turn. $100,500. Any idea?
No. I really don't have an idea, actually, at all what that is, unless it's like somebody has a – I don't know.
I tried figuring out if it was a contraption that goes on the tractor, it was something to do with – I have no idea. I'm lost on that one.
Jennifer has posted the photo of the ex-racehorse Palomino mare thoroughbred that's 13 hands.
Let me look. I haven't seen it yet. So hold on. I'm refreshing.
It screams thoroughbred.
It's a thoroughbred quarter horse. What do you want?
No, she's an ex-racehorse, Glenn. She's an ex-racehorse thoroughbred.
Actually, she's kind of cute.
Totally adorable, but not not an ex-racehorse.
You know, I've never seen a thoroughbred Palomino with the really white mane like that either.
Never seen a 13-hand, I'm putting this on Facebook, a 13-hand Palomino racehorse.
With a white mane. Cute, nice dapples. Be cute in the cart.
Yeah, it sure is adorable. And it does have little dapples and a great photo of it standing in the desert. That is pretty much what you see on Craigslist here, Glenn, is pictures of horses that sadly are just standing in dirt lots because nobody has any grass. Let's see here. Okay. I'm sorry. My computer has frozen and I'm trying to get to the ads because our winner, it is time for our winner and the winner for what, tell her what she's won, Glenn.
She has won the set of summer Winnies from winniewarmers.com. And
summer
somebody you just mentioned.
And It goes to Susan Nelson for her ad titled Rent-a-Hen. Rent-a-Hen. Hello, Southern West, West Virginia community. I am in Hillsboro, West Virginia for the summer and would like to have a summer hobby and eggs to share with my family. Any farmers out there willing to let your chickens vacation with us until September up off Lobelia Loop? We'll need to return the hens and supplies back to you at the end of the summer. I'm hoping to rent your hens and negotiate a fee for this. To get me started, I'm looking for some hen knowledge. Number two, three current egg-laying hens of any breed that are healthy and disease-free. Number three, an 8x4-foot section of metal wire mesh fence to corral them in. 8x4, that's not very big, by the way. Number four, I'm looking for some chicken feed. And number five, you have to deliver the hens and the supplies and then come back and pick them up at the end of the summer. Thank you.
Okay, let me get this right. She wants to have some eggs, so she wants to get some chickens. And not only does she want you to give her your chickens, she would like you to give her the coop and the chicken feed and have you deliver them and pick them up.
That's pretty much what I'm getting at. I think that in the southern West Virginia community in and around Hillsboro, that this lady is going to get hungry.
She's not going to be having eggs for a while.
No.
Wow.
No. No eggs. So, Susan Nelson, we really appreciate you sending that one in. I hope you called and offered, hopefully you called and just found out if anybody called her. Because, you know, again, the follow-up on these would be awesome. Y'all need to start including the phone numbers because I need to start calling some of these and just find out.
You know what's sad? You know what's sad is we'd probably be shocked at how many calls some of these people get.
I don't know. I tried to sell a four-wheeler on Craigslist for like 3 months, and it was so cheap, and not one call, not one phone call. But then again, what? I went to sell my car on Craigslist, and I sold it in about 45 minutes.
I know. It all depends. Craigslist's a funny thing.
Well, that's when I realized I probably should have charged a little more.
Well, I'm gonna play a song out today. I'm gonna play Girls and Horses out. After these ads, it's like, oh my God, talk about girls and their horses. But first, I want to tell you, tomorrow we're going over, there's a mini show here. I've never been to a mini show. Jennifer's never been to a mini show. So we're going to go for the sake of the show, of this show, for your sake, we're going to go to the mini show, and we're going to come back with a report on Monday of what the mini show was like. So we'll have that for you on Monday. And that's it. You have a good weekend, Jamie.
Thank you very much. If you see any Palomino racehorses that are 13 hands, give me a call.
All right, definitely will. I know you need another one. Oh, that'd be a good pony for your little kids, I think. Good one. Got to try it. Be safe, everybody. Wear your helmets. Have a fantastic horse week. Spay, neuter, and geld. Jamie forgot.
Oh, yeah, spay, neuter, and geld. I'm off my game.
Well, she talks about them. Dreams about him, thinks about him all the time. She's got to have him, be lost without him. You can see it in her eyes. What is it? What is it with girls and horses? She said. Now when I was a young girl, they were my whole world. They were my one safe place. Now that I'm older, still lean on their shoulders. dream about them. I live to love them, and I love to ride. I'll always have them, be lost without them. There's magic in those endless. What is it? What is it with girls and horses? What is it? What is it with girls and horses? Yeah.